Welcome to Clan Chat, the locker room, and you know what that means? There's another player waiting to talk to us as the recruitment drive continues. We've had two this week, and you know what they say about things coming in threes? The previous two have been in the Elite League before, but this one is brand new to the UK, and the club are thrilled to welcome Nolan Laporte. He's 27 years old, he hails from Chicago, Illinois, and spent last season with Atlanta Gladiators in the ECHL. He also played for Florida Everblades and Quad City Mallards, and is making his first move to Europe. Before we hear from him, it's time for another Clan conundrum as we tickle the brain cells. Now, Nolan is American, and he's not the first from the US of A to come over and wear the Clan purple, so here's what we want to know. Can you tell us how many Americans have signed for or played for Brayhead or Glasgow Clan since 2010? If you can name them, all the better, but the number will do for now. So tell us how many Americans have signed for or played for Brayhead or Glasgow Clan since 2010. I'll reveal the answer before the end of the podcast, so stay tuned. In the meantime, let's hear from Nolan after agreeing to sign here in Glasgow, and I wanted to know what made him decide to take the next stage of his career to Europe.
I think it just sounded like a great opportunity to me. I was reached out to by, you know, the coaches over there, and they explained to me what a great city it was, what a great team you guys had, and it all just sounded so exciting. I couldn't really pass up on the offer, so.
I mean, I've been looking at the teams you've played with in the past. You've played with a number of current and former Elite League players. Did you reach out to any of those guys to get a feel of what life was like over here?
Yeah. I actually talked to a guy I went to college with, Josh Pitt. I know he plays for Sheffield. And then I talked to another one of my buddies, Chris Joyo. I'm not sure where he's at, but they have nothing but good things to say about the league and about the UK and how awesome of a place it is. So. Like I said, it sounded way too exciting to not take the opportunity.
Good. What have you learned about Glasgow so far from whatever research you've done?
I've only talked to Glasgow for a couple weeks now, but in that time I've heard nothing but, you know, it's a beautiful place to live. Awesome people. The community is just full of great people. And obviously the team there in Glasgow, I think, you know, it just kind of fits the style of play I play as a hockey player. So everything just sounds perfect. So, it sounded like a great fit for me.
Just sounds like it's has been the best move for you at this time in your career.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I played 3 years here in the States, in the East Coast Hockey League. I had one call up to the American League, and, you know, with the way things were going around here, I said, this is my time. I'm getting older. It's time for me to move on and, you know, experience something new.
Good. Now, let's find out a little bit more about you. We'll start with on the ice. What is it you bring to the team? What attributes do you have that can help the Glasgow Clan?
For the most part, you know, I've kind of transformed my game over the last few years. Like I said, I'm getting older. Can't really keep playing that tough guy role. But in no way am I shying away from any hits or, you know, fights like that. So I like to score a lot. Obviously, I'm going to come and put up, you know, as many numbers as I can. I believe I will have a good season in terms of numbers. But at the same time, you know, I'm one of those guys that I'm not the tallest, not the biggest, but I'm going to throw my weight around. And if, you know, the fights are there, they're there. So.
And the coach, Zach Fitzgerald, he's big on team ethic as well. Was that something he sold to you as well?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And he basically told me it sounds like I'd fit in really well with the rest of the guys there, like the team. Just the way the team plays, you know, as a whole. And, you know, that just sounds good to me.
And you get into a locker room full of guys that you don't know, or you maybe know through reputation and things like that. Is that a little bit scary, especially when someone like yourself is moving to a whole new place entirely?
Yeah, it makes you nervous, but I've done this so many times, you know, from junior hockey up to college, up to pro, so many different teams, you know. And it's always the same in every locker room. You know, you might hear about guys or go against guys in the past that, you know, you probably don't think you're going to like, and you end up being best buddies with them. So I think it's just maybe a week or two in, and I think it'll all be cleared up and everyone will be, you know, I'll have a bunch of new friends.
So tell us a bit about your personality. What are you like in the locker room? Are you quite a loud guy, motivational kind of guy? Are you quieter, more of a thinker? How would you regard yourself?
I guess that kind of goes along with me being the new guy. You know, I know my spot coming in there. I'm the new guy. Don't know anyone. All these guys played together. But, you know, for the most part, once I get warmed up with everyone, I try to be the leader that I can be. Whether that's by on the ice, off the ice, most of the time it is on the ice, but I'm not much to speak up in the locker room unless something really needs to be said, but I speak up on the ice. That's how I, show myself as a leader, is on the ice.
Now, one thing I try and ask players is any targets they may be set, and they don't always give me an answer, so I'll rephrase it slightly. What do you hope to get from the season ahead in terms of experience? Are there any personal achievements you want to try and aim for? Anything like that?
I haven't quite thought of that yet, but obviously you go into every season, every new season, hoping for it to be your best season to that point in your career. And, that's all I can hope for. I know it's going to be an awesome experience. I know I'm going to love it there. I just hope, everything goes as planned and, we put together a good season, in Glasgow.
Good. So how are you preparing for the season during these summer months? Speaking to a lot of guys now, they're right into their exercise. They're getting themselves conditioned again. Are you the same way right now?
Yeah. So I came back down to Florida after my season and, I think I took maybe 3 weeks off, completely off weights and skating. And since then, it's been about 3 months now of me, three days a week I'm on the ice. And then obviously I'm working out 5 days a week, five, six, sometimes 7 days a week. So yeah, the summer months are kind of nice to be putting on the weight and getting big and all that. And then when the season comes around, you're at your skating weight and, you cut down a little bit. So I think in the next couple of weeks, I'll be exactly where I want to be coming into the season.
And we'll finish. The Purple Army will be looking forward to meeting you, a brand new addition to the team. Do you have a message for the fans out there?
I just want them to know that I'm excited to be there, and I can't wait to show them who I am as a player and hopefully be a good addition to this team.
That was the latest Clan signing, Nolan Laporte, who will make his bow in the Elite League in the next season. Before we leave you, let's give you the answer to the Clan conundrum we set before the interview, where I asked how many Americans have signed for or played for Brayhead or Glasgow Clan since 2010. The answer was 16, and if you're trying to figure out who they are, then I'll tell you. Jim Jorgensen, Stephen Burnstill, Drew Miller, Matt Shepka, Chris Frank, Ray Macias, Joe Cullen, Hall of Famer, Jamie Fritch, Derek Rail, Chris Holt, he held a USA citizenship, Harry Quast, Cameron Burt, Ryan Patolny, Mike Embach, Jacob Doughty, and of course our coach, Zach Fitzgerald. Thanks for taking part, and I want to extend my thanks to Nolan for talking to me for this edition of Clan Chat in the Locker Room. That's it, thanks for listening. We'll be back soon to chat to another player as the Glasgow Clan roster continues to grow. Bye for now.